What am I to do now? I suppose she probably thinks it was me corresponding with her. That is low, brother. He clenched his fist. Carl was not a violent man, yet had to resist the urge to slap his older brother. It was me, Catherine whispered, but Carl knew that wasn't true. Knowing his sister-in-law, she was trying to keep the peace, making sure a rift didn't develop between the brothers. He stormed out of the cottage, his mind in confusion. The woman was arriving the next morning, and he did not know if he would marry her, or even wanted to marry her. Suddenly, he skidded to a halt, then turned back, his heart pounding. "Tell me we're not already married," he demanded. Floyd didn't say a word. He didn't have to. Carl could see from his brother's expression the woman already on her way to Hollowell was his legal wife, his proxy bride. The damage was done. There was little he could do about it except arrange for an annulment. But where did that leave Florence Reeves? There must be a reason she was willing to marry a complete stranger, sight unseen. Florence stared out the stagecoach window. She'd had enough of traveling and couldn't wait to arrive in Hollowell. Carl Adams sounded like a good person, a clean-living Christian man who was also a hard worker. She had always admired cowboys. Well, if she was truthful, as a young girl she had fantasized about marrying a cowboy. She had no idea why, except she'd seen them riding their horses and thought that seemed appealing. Of course, it would be to a preteen. Now she wasn't so sure. From what she'd learned, it could be a pretty dirty and even dangerous job. Besides, the cowboys her father hired were far from gentlemen. Of the few men her father hired, most of them were drunks, and her father, she didn't even want to think about him. She'd escaped without interference, and that was the main thing. She was impatient to arrive and meet her husband. It seemed like she'd been traveling for days without a break, which was totally untrue. They'd stopped at least twice a day for meal breaks and, sometimes, for the horses to be changed over. The food at the stage depots was pretty ordinary, but better than not eating at all. Florence couldn't wait to get to Carl's cottage and back to some home cooking. Assuming, that was, he had stores. She was well aware of the habits of cowboys, since one quite repulsive cowboy had pursued her relentlessly. She knew he was not necessarily the norm, and hoped fervently that her new husband did not fall into the same category. She shook herself mentally. If she'd believed that, she would never have agreed to their proxy marriage. She glanced outside as the horses slowed. Were they finally in Hollowell? Or was this simply yet another stop along the way? She breathed a sigh of relief when she noticed the sign that identified this town as her destination. It didn't appear to be a large town, not that she expected it to be. There were a handful of stores that she could see from her point of vision and hoped there were even more. The last thing she wanted was to have to travel long distances to carry out her regular shopping. She was the only remaining passenger. The others had disembarked at their last stop over an hour ago. The driver opened the door and set down steps, and Florence began her descent into her new life. Mrs. Carl Adams. She was still getting used to her new name and title. Florence wondered what he would be like. She had a dreamy vision of him being the most handsome man in town. Not that she knew what her husband looked like, since they'd married in haste due to her situation. If her father had known what she had done, there would be consequences. Thankfully, he never found out. As if out of her fantasies, a tall and incredibly handsome man stepped toward her. Florence Adams? Her heart fluttered. Standing in front of her was the man she'd married. He was well over 6 feet tall and the most striking man she'd ever met. She looked him up and down.